WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan Rotary Club is again preparing to display 1,000 American flags during the week of Veterans Day at Veterans Park. Rotarian Bunny Pratt says there's still time to financially support the Field of Valor, and she's looking for volunteers to guide a record 1,400 fifth graders through the display and the veteran memorials.
I'm really looking for some retired teachers that might have a couple hours during Veterans Week to help with our field trips. And they can contact me directly at bunny@bcins.net or by calling me at 979-694-6900.
You're also invited to the Rotary Club's luncheon on November 12th at Veterans Park. The guest speaker is the Dean of the Bush School, Ryan Crocker. Details are online at bryan-rotary.org. Numbers were up at this year's Brazos Valley Fair the first time it was held in mid-October. Among the reasons, according to senior manager Fiona Meyer, was an increase in the number of volunteer groups from 6 to 17.
And with that, we don't have to hire as many people because our volunteers come out. And we have a huge giving back program to nonprofit groups where if they come with their nonprofit group and wear their shirt and promote their group, we donate money back to those groups for helping us.
Total attendance was up 2,300 from last year to just over 18,000. Financially, Meyer expects the fair to be in the black. Three drivers sustained minor injuries in a crash that closed Highway 30 at the Brazos-Grimes County line for more than 2 hours Friday afternoon. DPS troopers were told a westbound car driven by 29-year-old Woodrow Harmeyer of B-Dice rear-ended a pickup, then struck a second truck. Only Harmeyer requested medical treatment. Troopers say after being treated for a back injury, Harmeyer was arrested for his second DWI and was taken to the Brazos County Jail. A shooting Friday night east of College Station near the Navasota River landed one man in the emergency room and another man in jail. 67-year-old John Wesley Vaughn was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Brazos County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jim Stewart says there's been an ongoing feud between Vaughn and 42-year-old Chad Glassoff.
Glassoff was talking to Mr. Vaughn about what he was doing, and there's something about trying to locate survey stakes or markers on the ground, and it evolved from that into a verbal argument.
Glassoff was treated for two gunshot wounds and released. At least five shots were fired, and a handgun was recovered from Vaughn's home. According to the arrest report, Vaughn told investigators he opened fire after seeing Glassoff inside of his truck, pointing something at him. Two kayakers were stranded for two nights recently on the Brazos River in Robertson County. The Parks and Wildlife Department says they were contacted by the sheriff's office. A game warden and a deputy checked a small section of the river that ran along the backside of a ranch. After hitting the horn of their patrol truck three times, the kayakers responded from across the river. That was followed by a rescue that included a climb up the riverbank and going through the woods. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news today at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Rick Hill, the voice of Olson Field at Bluebell Park in Texas Aggie Baseball. I'm also the Republican Party candidate for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. During my 22 years in CSISD, including 14 years as a principal and assistant principal, I made a large number of decisions requiring common sense leading to compassionate, fair, and firm resolutions. This experience will help me effectively serve our community. I'd appreciate your vote for Rick Hill for Brazos County, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3. This ad paid for and approved by the Rick Hill for JP campaign, Paul Dorsett, Treasurer.
Good morning at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling from now through November 28th. Lennox offering up to $1,300 rebates in complete home comfort systems. That's a high-efficiency heat pump and an air conditioner with gas furnace or an air handler. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here we go with numbers for, well, at least the next... Is it Monday yet?
Gee whiz, man.
Oh, man. Hang on. I got to do this. It was going so well up until the first 8 minutes of the show. Okay. We have to load this back up again. Okay. All right. Here we go.
That looks we didn't good. Even have a football game this weekend.
I know. Well, they still come in.
Well, high school football.
Yeah, they still come in and turn off all the stuff on the board like, you know, they're supposed to. Here we go.
Sunshine today, along with a few passing clouds, breezy and warm for late October, highs around 85. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 65. Clouds and some sunshine tomorrow with highs very close to 85 during the afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy, 65 tomorrow night. Cloudiness is now forecast to linger across the region Wednesday. There may be a few showers. Highs Wednesday closer to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning. Coming up, of course, no football this weekend. Good news, the Aggies didn't lose this weekend, so that's always a plus. But there were some other Aggie sports in action, and I'll tell you just how well that they did, as well as NFL football yesterday, the Houston Texans taking on the former Houston team, the Tennessee Titans, who the Oilers moved up to Tennessee, of course, about in the mid-90s, and they took them on yesterday, kind of a battle of that, and I'll tell you how well they ended up, as well as some football tonight with the Cowboys hosting the Redskins. All that and more coming up in sports.
So the Queen of England tweeted for the first time yesterday with the whole world watching.
With bated breath, I'm sure.
Well, you knew this had to go badly. I mean,
oh.
Well, I mean, she did her part, but obviously not everybody thrilled with her foray into the world of social media, as inadvertently documented by the BBC. Yeah, that one. Her Majesty Lizzie II, as we like to call her, took to Twitter to post on the @BritishMonarchy account saying, quote, "It is a pleasure to open the Information Age exhibition today at the Science Museum, and I hope people will enjoy visiting Elizabeth R." That was the end of it. The tweet, which was retweeted 36,000 times and favorited 37,000 times, was responded with a curt magic word by a user named Wolfgang, something I can't say on the radio.
Oh, play on words.
That's problem is, yes, the whole thing was broadcast live by BBC News.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they used asterisks in the original tweet, but certainly they did as they showed it to us. His original response, yes, which has now been deleted, posted again through a screenshot that his tweet captured on the news amid the positive replies that the Queen was getting. But there was that one in there.
There's always that one guy.
That's exactly right. It spoils the fun for everybody. The Queen was watched by 600 guests at the museum as she took off her glove, because you must, of course, to be able to do the touchscreen. They had the iPad up there, right there for her to tap in. The museum director said that he invited her up to the keyboard. I'm guessing they probably won't do that again. Unless, can you put a 9-second delay in there like you can on the radio? So that, just in case.
That'd be nice.
That'd be ideal.
Yeah, I think so. You had to know a live screenshot is not going to end well.
No. Information.
I mean, I don't care who you're talking about. They're not going to have 100% of the population liking them. And sure enough, plus I guess they publicized it, so there was somebody who was just kind of lying in wait for this to happen.
Oh, sure.
So that they could get in there and do their thing.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking you, the people of District 4, to look at your candidates on the ballot. Then vote for the candidate with a vision, one that will fight for what the people want. I do believe that character does count. Brian needs a person that can listen to the people and get things done. Let's get rid of status quo politics once and for all. Vote to keep Brian moving in the right direction. Please vote for me, Kyle in Cardona, Brian City Council, Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona Campaign, Glenn Duhon, Treasurer.
It's 6:15, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we are, the 27th of October, my gosh. Day 300. Math sees you got 65 of them to go. It's Cranky Coworkers Day. Yay! All right.
Congrats, Scott.
Thank you so much. It's Navy Day, the Navy's birthday, observed on 10/13, actually. And American Beer Day.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So your cranky coworkers aren't quite as cranky.
Exactly right. Just roll in the beer cart and everything will be great at work. Okay, for birthdays.
For birthdays today, Troy Gentile. I think I'm pronouncing that. It's spelled Gentile anyways. He's Barry Goldberg on ABC's Goldbergs. I haven't seen that yet, but it looks like it might be an okay show. Check it out sometime. Kelly Osbourne is turning 30. Of course, she's Ozzy Osbourne's one of his children's. And she's basically, I really don't know what she, I guess that's what she's famous for, is being Ozzy Osbourne's
famous
kid.
For being famous, that's
yeah,
right.
Pretty much. Patrick Fugit is turning 32. He's young, Will, and almost famous. He was also in Circuit of Freak, The Vampire's Assistant. And that was with John C. Reilly. It was yeah.
You know what? I saw a little bit of that movie.
Oh, did you really?
Have you seen any of that movie?
I've seen some of it.
Man.
It was just
something I was just, you know, surfing through and went, wait a minute, it's John C. Reilly. So I stopped.
Right.
And that thing is just weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
hard to explain, and not, I mean, it's kind of creepy and odd, I guess, is the we certainly have horrible, much worse things on movies these days, but
right.
It was just kind of a quirky little weird thing.
One of those weird deals that you probably won't see again if you've seen it once.
No, probably not.
Scott Whelan is turning 47. He's former Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver singer. Matt Drudge is turning 48. He of the Drudge Report.
Oh, yeah.
So
he'd be rich.
So we have him to thank for that. Marla Maples is 51. She, of course, used to be married to Donald Trump before she was...
Just for a second, excuse me. Do you think that Matt Drudge sends Monica Lewinsky a thank you note? You know, like on an anniversary or something? Because, I mean...
That's how I got started.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. Definitely. Excuse me. Go ahead. Marla Maples, yeah.
So, yeah, Marla Maples is turning 51. She forms Mrs. Donald Trump. Simon Le Bon is turning 56. Duran.
Uh-huh.
Good band. Duran. Robert Picardo is turning 61. He was in Star Trek Voyager. He was the holograph, or he was the doctor. Robert Benigni is turning 62.
So Roberto actually got a little O on the end of it.
Yeah. I got to add that. Roberto.
One of those Oscar things.
Yeah, Life is Beautiful. Yep. Ted Wass is 62. He played Blossom's dad on Blossom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you, I'm sure you were a big fan of that show.
Yeah, you know it, yeah.
Gary Tallon is turning 65. He's Bruce Springsteen, the E Street Band bassist. Ivan Reitman is turning 68. He directed Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, so he really likes working with
Bill Murray. Yeah.
And he also directed Twins, Junior, Kindergarten Cop, and Dave.
Yeah, he did a lot of things. I think he's no longer with us, but did a lot of stuff. Anyway.
Okay, Lee Greenwood is 71, and John Cleese is 75, Monty Python superstar.
I got a story about him. I think I'll drag it up from last week. He said he's tired of working because he's about to die. He says he's going to die soon, so why shouldn't he? Jane Kennedy. Now, you guys are too young to know who Jane Kennedy is, I think. A statuesque lady who, I think, was the second female to be on the NFL Today. First was somebody named George, who was a former Miss America. But Jane Kennedy, 63 years old. And like you said, Lee Greenwood is 72, huh? Wow.
Or mine said 71.
But okay,
a year, really, when you get to that age?
Well, let's see. Okay, we're gonna check on Lee Greenwood. I'm guessing he's playing in Branson. LeeGreenwood.com. Let's see if we've got a tour. We got a tour going on. Okay, where is Lee Greenwood playing today? No place. But he's going to be on a boat. He's going to be on a boat in the High Seas Rally. I don't know if playing on a boat is a good thing to do these days, actually. Always going to sing, at the Georgia football game, I think so.
There you go.
I wonder what songs
he'll sing.
Well, yeah. All right, there we go, 6:19. It's 6:19. Thank you.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so last year, during the battle over sequestration, the administration released thousands of illegal immigrants from jails. And at the time, well, that controversial move was said to be because of budget concerns. Well, we were also told that these illegals were being held for minor crimes. Well, now we have new records that have been released, and the Obama administration, shockingly, they were lying to you once again. Now, the records show that some of these illegal immigrants released were facing serious criminal charges, like sexual assault, kidnapping, drug trafficking, and even homicide. And government officials are now claiming that there was no ill intent to lie to the American people, or lie to Congress, but it was simply a mismanaged effort that was done in haste. Either the government lied to us, or they're incompetent. That's why this election in 11 days is so important.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You don't have to miss a single minute of the Sean Hannity Show. Now, you can take us wherever you go just by using the iHeartRadio app on your phone. Now, don't miss 1 second of our news roundup and our information overload hour while you're at the gym. And don't miss the best news and political coverage available anywhere while you're working in your yard. Just open up your iHeartRadio app, search for me, Sean Hannity, and if you do miss a day, you can catch up just by checking out my podcast, available every day on the Sean Hannity page at iHeartRadio.
Pete's Paired Emporium.
Pete, Pete.
How may I help you?
Help.
Be
help.
Quiet.
Help. Quiet.
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 Silence.
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Knight, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find Roofer Girl at AggielandRoofingExpert.com.
Think about this. Would you want Barack Obama as governor of Texas? He may as well be on the ballot because Wendy Davis is just like Barack Obama. Davis supports the EPA's regulations that threaten Texas jobs, just like Barack Obama. Davis supports billions in higher taxes and massive spending, just like Barack Obama. And remember Obamacare?
If you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it.
Not only does Wendy Davis support Obamacare, she wants to go even further by expanding Obamacare in Texas by executive order.
I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot.
Job-killing regulations, higher taxes, more spending, and an expansion of Obamacare. That's Wendy Davis's agenda, and it's just like Barack Obama's. Don't let her bring those policies to Texas.
Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
More good news for drivers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The cost of driving continues to fall. The Lundberg Survey says the average nationwide price of regular gasoline is $3.08 a gallon, and that's the lowest in nearly 4 years. The price has fallen by 18 cents in the last 2 weeks. Two big drugstore chains that initially accepted electronic payments through Apple Pay have since stopped accepting mobile payments from customers' iPhones. Reports say CVS and Rite Aid decided to discontinue Apple Pay because of a conflict with another payment system being developed by a retailer-owned group called Merchant Customer Exchange. The CVS and Rite Aid chains are both members of that group. A photo-sharing site's getting a partial new lease on life. Twitter announced over the weekend it will take over the TwitPic domain and photo archive. Users will not be able to add new photos, but pictures and captions already posted will be preserved. Stock futures are lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. Free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
The Dow Jones Jones Report is brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and here's my commentary brought to you by David Jewelry and Coin Exchange. On the rare occasion, when you get a quiet minute, and I know those are few and far between, but when you do, does your mind ever wander? Mine goes nuts. Here's an example. How on earth did the first guy look at a brown, lumpy thing on the ground, looking very much like, scat, and think, you know, I'm going to eat that? I mean, really, how do you look at a potato and say, give me more of that? The same holds true for, say, pecans or any other nut for that matter. How do you see that lying on the ground and think, let's eat that? Who looked at the first iguanodon or whatever and said, you know, if I take that sucker and put a stick in it, spin it around over a fire, that'll be yummy. I can keep going. I mean, at what point do you look at a mushroom, even smell it, that musty smell of a mushroom, throw it in a pot? So much of what we eat, let's be honest, just looks nasty. In Japan and China, some of the oldest cultures in the world, they use raw ginger. That stuff looks like a cross-section of brain. The expression goes, necessity is the mother of invention. When you're hungry, you eat what you got. But I would be hard-pressed to dive into some of the more rustic delicacies. I understand waste not, want not, but haggis? Nah. I do like black and white pudding, which amounts to blood sausage, but it still staggers me to imagine the guy that looked into the first cow, what was left of a cow, and said to himself, now if I take this part, and then I get this part, and I take all this, and I grind it up, and I put it in this, hey, kids, soup's on! I then, as I was thinking, took it a step further. So all that gross stuff I just mentioned wasn't doing it for Ugg the caveman. So he picked up some whitish clear rocks, a leaf or two, and some bark, and cooked it all together. Of course I'm talking about salt, herbs, and spices, like cinnamon. But how does that happen? It's got to be a mindset, because I don't think I've ever gone into my backyard and said, nom, 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 I'm going to have some of that tree. I'm sure glad old Ugg was adventurous, because in reality, I like most of what I just mentioned. But I don't think I have the wherewithal to be the first guy to see that and then try it. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They sell gold and silver bullion. Actually, having physical bullion is a very important part of your financial portfolio. Some customers buy weekly, some once a year. They deal anywhere from $20 to hundreds of thousands of bucks. And while you're in there, check out their very interesting and unique jewelry. They're in the old Hurricane Harry Shopping Center, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
With canceled health plans, rising premiums, and devastating cuts to Medicare, Obamacare is the wrong prescription for Texas patients and families. Thankfully, we have Bill Flores standing up to Washington and fighting for us. Flores has fought to reverse Obamacare's cuts to Medicare and worked to protect and preserve Medicare for generations to come. He's voted to put an end to junk lawsuits, and he supports real health care reform, letting patients and small businesses purchase insurance across state lines, making health care premiums tax deductible, and focusing on wellness and prevention programs. On November 4th, vote for true leadership and real healthcare reform, and keep Bill Flores working for us. The Political Action Committee of the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons, paid for and is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. 317 Massachusetts Avenue, Northeast, Washington, D.C. 20002.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Well, got another pretty nice, okay week as far as the temps are concerned. We could use a little bit of rain, couldn't we? Well, they've got a 40% chance in there for Wednesday as it stands right now. Don't know that that'll happen. Look for a high today about 85 or so. Same thing for tomorrow. Low at night about 65 or so. And then we'll be not quite as warm as we move on through the week. They do have a 20% chance of rain Tuesday night. It's a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday. Wednesday night, it's a 30% chance of rain. And by the way, then we cooled back down Thursday night. It looks like we have a low of 59 degrees, so it'll be pleasant. Right now, winds are out of the south at 5. 90% relative humidity, and we're looking at 63 degrees.
Howdy. I am former Mayor Ben White, and I support Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5, along with my 5 former mayor colleagues. Linda has a strong commitment to neighborhood integrity and will manage our city's growth and infrastructure in a smart and sustainable manner, making sure that our existing neighborhoods aren't forgotten along the way. I encourage you to join me in voting for Linda Harville for College Station City Council Place 5. We need her leadership and insight. Learn more at LindaHarvilleForCouncil.com.
Paid for by the Linda Harville Campaign, Ben White Treasurer. The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
When someone's upset and you tell them to calm down, you've just made the situation worse. So what works better? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/backup.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more. Plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Whenever you're in the situation where someone else is upset and you need them to calm down, about the last thing you should say to them is to calm down.
I think the intention of calm down makes a lot of sense, but the action to achieve it is often misplaced. In other words, if you say calm down, calm down, calm down, that usually doesn't get people to calm down.
Psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Siegel, author of the book The Whole Brain Child.
When you're alone and something terrible happens, you get agitated and you're really, really upset, and someone just tells you, stop being upset, that's like the opposite of what you need.
Think about if you were upset, the last thing you'd want someone to tell you is to calm down. What works better is empathy.
You need someone to say, I see you. I see how frightening this is. And that's okay. And you cry until you need to, and then people stop crying.
This technique is particularly powerful with children, says Dr. Siegel. So, for example, if a child comes into the house with a cut that's bleeding and the child is all upset,
you go, oh my gosh, come here, let me take care of you, just like that. Because other parents would say, why would you do that? You know, I told you not to go outside. When a child's really emotional, it's really, really hard for them to take in the logical statements that we all say as parents. I've got kids that are almost grown up now, but I remember when they were younger, this happened all the time. And it was really helpful to know that the first step is really aligning yourself with your child, not bombarding your child with rules.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 63 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A motorcyclist is hospitalized, and College Station police arrested a spring man on charges of leaving the scene of a drunk driving crash. The motorcyclist suffered a broken clavicle after he was knocked off his bike Sunday morning just after 2 a.m. on College Avenue north of University. The other driver, 37-year-old Benjamin Conrad, was arrested for intoxication assault, failing to stop and render aid, and unlawfully carrying a handgun. An ongoing feud between neighbors led to gunfire. This was Friday night east of College Station near the Navasota River. 42-year-old Chad Glasshoff was shot in the left shoulder and the right hand. 67-year-old John Wesley Vaughn was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Brazos County Sheriff's Office Deputy Jim Stewart says it's not the first time he's dealt with Vaughn.
So I'm suspecting, this is just personal speculation, that Vaughn got agitated and started yelling at Glasshoff. Glasshoff most likely probably started yelling back. But when Vaughn produced the gun, I think Glasshoff realized that it had escalated. It rolled the windows up on his truck and was in his truck when Vaughn started shooting.
After firing at least five shots, Vaughn ordered Glasshoff out of his truck, made him lie on the ground, and pointed the handgun at his head. Glasshoff says he crawled away into the woods and called a neighbor, who drove him to the emergency room where he was treated and released. Traffic on Highway 30 near the Brazos-Grimes County line was blocked for more than 2 hours Friday afternoon following a three-vehicle crash. DPS troopers were told as traffic was slowing down to get around a vehicle parked on the shoulder with a flat tire. A westbound car driven by 29-year-old Woodrow Harmeyer of Beedyes rear-ended a pickup, then struck a second truck. The drivers of the two trucks refused medical treatment at the scene. Harmeyer was transported to College Station Medical Center for treatment of a back injury, then was arrested for his second DWI and was taken to the Brazos County Jail. According to the arrest report, troopers found inside Harmeyer's car two 40-ounce bottles of beer that were still cold to the touch. College Station police received 7 reports of tire slashings in the parking lot at Cinemark. Victims reported the criminal mischief following the late shows Saturday between 1 and 3 a.m. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has recapped the recent rescue of two kayakers stranded in Robertson County along the Brazos River. The victims had gone 2 nights without food or water, and their cell phone went dead while talking with 911. While waiting for a helicopter to do an overhead search, a game warden and a sheriff's deputy checked out a stretch of the river that ran along the backside of a ranch. To their surprise, after they hit the horn of their patrol truck 3 times, they heard a response from directly across the river. The kayakers made it out after what authorities called a challenging climb up the riverbank and going through the woods. Texas A&M Interim President Mark Hussey has announced a public forum for next year's tuition and fee plans. It will be held Tuesday afternoon at 2 in Rudder Tower. Students, employees, and the public are invited to participate. There will be no web stream of this presentation. And motorists on FM 2818 in College Station have another couple of days of navigating construction at Holloman. The city reports the contractor was not able to finish the work last week as scheduled. Numbers were up at this year's Brazos Valley Fair, the first time it was held in mid-October. Among the reasons, according to senior manager Fiona Meyer, was an increase in the number of volunteer groups from 6 to 17.
And with that, we don't have to hire as many people because our volunteers come out. And we have a huge giving back program to nonprofit groups where if they come with their nonprofit group and wear their shirt and promote their group, we donate money back to those groups for helping us.
Total attendance was up 2,300 from last year to just over 18,000. Financially, Meyer expects the fair to be in the black. This was the third year for the Bryan Rotary Club's Field of Valor. 1,000 American flags will be on display the week of Veterans Day at Veterans Park.
So we set this up to serve, honor, and educate, we call it. We raise funds for $30 a flag. You can tag it for a loved one or a friend, and then we use those funds to support charities in and around our community.
Rotarian Bunny Pratt says in addition to sponsoring the flag, everyone who visits the field is being asked to share on social media by using the hashtag FOV.
Share why they're there, who they're honoring, what they think about it. We want some feedback from the community.
Online at bryan-rotary.org, you can sponsor a flag and make a reservation for their November 12th luncheon at Veterans Park, where the guest speaker is the dean of the Bush School, Ryan Crocker. Volunteer tour guides are being also being recruited to lead nearly 1,400 fifth graders through the flags and the veterans' memorials. Flying the flags in Denton has one business owner in trouble with the city. Andre Frenchie Rialt was ordered to fly only 3 of his 24 American flags or get a city permit. Rialt, who spent 20 years in the Air Force, says all the flags have special meaning to him and all the veterans.
When the flag is flying and they're standing there and saluting, you say, you know what, there's something about this that you want to protect, and you want to be able to protect the right for people to fly their flag.
He has a December court date to fight his citation and an online petition to save the flags, and the petition to save the flags has more than 200 supporters. Tuesday morning, rocker Phil Collins will be at the Alamo. Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson says Collins will be dropping off crates of what's considered to be the biggest and best collection of Alamo artifacts ever assembled. That includes the fringed leather pouch Davy Crockett carried his musket balls the day he fell at the Alamo. The collection also includes 1 of 4 remaining rifles owned by Crockett, Jim Bowie's legendary knife, and letters from William B. Travis. WTAW News Time is 6:39. It's 63 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph.
Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at saint-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Calls asking for help are still coming in weekly from companies with sharp copiers who've seen their service continue on that slippery slope downhill. Here at Texas Document Solutions, a local, debt-free, employee-owned company, we answer the call. We put you in charge. We guarantee service and support in writing, and that promise of accountability is backed by a 40-year heritage of customer satisfaction. No 800 numbers, no voicemail, everything local. Texas Document Solutions. If your sharp copier service has gone downhill, or you're being pushed to trade in your reliable Sharp for a Xerox, give us a call for a proposal to service and support your existing copiers or a proposal on new technology from Sharp using our Flex Rental Program. It provides total flexibility to downsize or upgrade with no penalty, no gimmicks. Call or go online, 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
In addition to having the channels that you want, Suddenlink really has a way now for you to take it along with you. You can watch TV on the go with the new Suddenlink To Go app. It's available on iPad and it's coming soon to other devices. But you can watch live TV from Fox News or Fox Business, from USA, from E!, Sci-Fi, NBC Sports. You can watch your favorite TV programs. You can watch movies on the go, all that free. Catch your favorite programs on Bravo or NBC or Oxygen. Or lots of others. And also, you can manage your account, you can view and pay your bill, you can set up your email, you can add services, all of that is available. And now you can watch your favorite ESPN networks live anytime, anywhere with Watch ESPN. All of that is available for you right now, too. And I've got TiVo, which allows you just a couple of clicks away to get to your Netflix account, to watch videos from YouTube, all right there, and it's all available for you. Plus, Netflix ranked Suddenlink high-speed internet higher than DSL and speed. You know, with everything that you have here, you get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee. There are no contracts required. Remember that you can get blazing fast, high-speed internet, 15 meg, for as low as $35 a month. All you need to do is stop in the store located at 4114 East 29th Street for more information and sign up. And it's easier than ever to go to their website, which is suddenlink.com, to do all that stuff.
The Caldwell Country family has so many customers in the Bryan-College Station area that it only made sense to add another avenue for you to get great service. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube is now open. From oil changes to engine jobs, you'll find the same great service from the same great people just closer to home. They've brought Caldwell Country's great service closer to home in Bryan-College Station. Caldwell Country Express Tire and Lube, open 6 days a week next to Wendy's just off Texas Avenue on East Southwest Parkway.
Weather brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Dry conditions will persist through the region for the first half of the work week. Today, sunshine, a few clouds will pop up, a little breezy later today, warm 85. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 65. Clouds will give way to occasional sun tomorrow. It's still warm, highs near 85. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy, lows near 65. We may get a little bit of shower activity here by late Wednesday. Highs on Wednesday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor to kick off the week this morning. Coming up in sports, high school football from Friday night. I'll give you all the scores from the teams from around town. Also, Aggie volleyball and Aggie soccer were in action this past weekend, and they both did pretty well. I'll tell you just who they were playing and what the outcome was of that, as well as World Series Game 5 last night in San Francisco. All that more coming up in sports.
And we tie sports and politics in today.
All right.
We just really should. The calls for Congress to examine domestic violence in the National Football League grew louder on Friday afternoon as several Republicans on the House Oversight Committee joined the chorus of Democrats urging a public hearing. Daryl Issa, who's the chairman, has been in discussions with several panel Democrats pressing the issue. Trey Gowdy, he's from South Carolina, and Blake Farenthold, he's from Texas, both members of the Oversight Committee, weren't very silent about it. As a matter of fact, they said the panel should take the issue up, if only to shine a brighter light on the national problem that extends far beyond professional sports. So you're saying, why is it that Congress has decided to look at the NFL.
That was going to be my first question.
Yeah, well, the NFL's unique antitrust status puts that league squarely under Congress's domain. See, they're part of that antitrust deal because they basically got a monopoly going on right here. And so because of that, Congress is the oversight body when it comes to that. Some reports contend the NFL had seen the more graphic footage of Ray Rice popping his then-fiance and, you know, oh, they lost it, or oh, they forgot they saw it, or, well, acting like politicians. How's that? Anyway, so we're to the point now where Congress may be looking into that. And again, having that antitrust protection is a pretty big thing to have, and Congress can knock that out from under them. So they do have to listen. Which then brings up the discussion, you know, we were out at a restauratorium yesterday having the discussion about what's going to happen to football as parents of younger kids decide they don't want them involved in this sport. Then what happens to college football 25 years down the road?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people, not the domestic violence part of it, they're looking at the on-field violence as far as parents right. deciding they don't want their kids
right.
to play because every now and then, and you know, but you could also make the same argument that, well, you can't let them ride their bicycles because there's that, you know, 0.01% chance, you know, that, so who knows?
Well, and that's, we have a story about that now. You know, you've heard of helicopter pilot parents. Mm-hmm. Now we have lawnmower parents. We'll talk about them later on today, the idea of making the path completely clear for your child. But you're exactly right. I mean, I played youth football. I coached youth football. I mean, those are just that kind of was the growing up process. Now, understand that the level of sophistication has gotten much higher. We are generating young men into becoming machines to go out and play football, and they are more dangerous because of the equipment is more sophisticated. They have developed to such an extent that the impact that they have is much greater than it used to be. All of those things. But
well, you could also make the case that the equipment is safer too.
Oh, it is.
Just because in the different rules that they're implementing into the game to protect players.
Nonetheless, it is a question. Just real quick, we got to move on because I don't know how we got behind this.
We got things to do.
It was in the first half of the show we were talking about. I don't know. I got long winded. Oh, it was the Queen and her tweet. That's what
uh-huh.
that was.
Yeah.
But. Just one real quick thing, because they're talking about the GOP's rising female stars, okay? A black rookie politician running for the House from the state of, are you ready? Utah. From Utah, the first black Republican woman elected to Congress. 30 years old. How
wow.
about that? 30
Ooh,
years
goodness.
Old if she wins. It'll be the youngest woman ever to serve in either house.
Oh, I like her name, too. I just looked it up.
Mia Love?
Yeah. Mia Love.
I mean, it's really an interesting lady. So we'll see what happens. And but they have a pretty interesting story in The Hill today about five or six females who are rising stars in the GOP. All that was 67-year-old Hillary, apparently going to run for president. Oh, and Chris Christie was on Fox News yesterday.
Oh, was he?
And they asked him if he was going to run for president, and he said he's not trying to be coy. If he gets elected, is that two seats?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting, a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hi, I'm Red Cashin. Bryan College Station has been my lifelong home. I care about this community, and that's why I'm asking you to vote for Julie Merrifield Schultz and re-elect her to the position of College Station City Council, Place 5. I believe Julie has done a remarkable job of uniting our community, creating responsible budgets, improving our great quality of life, and ensuring our community continues to grow one first down at a time.
Political ad paid for
for by Julie Schultz.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers, on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Active gardeners learn to identify the plants in their lives simply by fragrance. Walk around any Texas landscape, smell the aroma of steeping tea. You'll be standing beneath a large sycamore tree. You'll never forget that aroma, and you'll always associate it with sycamores, even though absolutely no flowers were involved. Begging your indulgence, I'd like to describe a few of my favorite fragrant plants. Now, these are just one guy's opinions. I'll be back with details right after this message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon, only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf grass and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. So if we're talking about some of my favorite plants, as far as fragrance is concerned, I want to start with winter honeysuckle. It blooms in January. It's shrub form of honeysuckle. However, it is not an especially handsome shrub as shrubs go, so plant it toward the back of your garden. Set it where it will catch the winter breezes to carry its fragrance toward your door. The scientific name says it all, Lonicera fragrantissima. Then you have violas and pansies. Actually, you could also include old-fashioned violets in the same group. All bloom in late winter and into the spring, and all of them have the same heady fragrance. Use them near a door or walk. They'll fill the air with their sweet smells. And a little bit later into the early spring, pinks. Related to carnations, pinks have the same clove-like aroma. When you plant a couple of dozen of them in the same area, the fragrance will become very evident. They're great annuals in Texas conditions. Be warned, however, that their nursery stakes sometimes will describe them as perennials, but that's not true in Texas. Then I love Mexican plum. Some might find this native tree to be an unusual entry, but I have one directly off our patio courtyard. While most fruit trees aren't especially fragrant, this one is fabulous. I love it. And star jasmine follows just a little later into the spring. This is my favorite fragrance. It's a zone 8 vine, so it's adapted to part of Texas, not to all of Texas. It's a cousin, a sister to Asian jasmine, which seldom blooms. Star jasmine has bright white blossoms, look like quarter-sized pinwheels. They cover the stems in the spring and sporadically the rest of the season. Oh, they're fragrant. Old garden roses are wonderful, and you'll find a lot of great varieties of antique roses in the marketplace now, and they have a whole assortment of fragrances. I encourage you to go when they're in bloom and sniff to your heart's content. If you're in a part of Texas where Texas mountain laurel will grow well, it smells like grape Kool-Aid in the spring when it blooms, and the panicles of purple flowers are absolutely beautiful. Gardenias are a no-brainer. You knew that gardenias would be in my list of favorite fragrant plants. One that you might not have expected is Eleagnus. It blooms in the fall. The flowers are not beautiful, but oh my goodness gracious, the fragrance of them is heavenly. I'm Neil Sperry. When you're looking for privacy in our next Plant Talk Texas, until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. High school football report from Friday night. The first annual Battle of the South Side between the A&M Consolidated Tigers and College Station Cougars came down to the wire.
This is an 18-yard field goal attempt with 29 seconds. Good snap, good hold, the kick is good, and the Cougars roar into the lead.
Former infomaniac Chase Murphy's kind of a big deal now. Sophomore place kicker Ryan Bowersox nailed an 18-yard field goal with 25 seconds left to push College Station past Consol 34-31. The Cougars scored 17 unanswered points to rally for the win. Elsewhere, Bryan thumped Caney Creek 55-17 on homecoming night to clinch a spot in the playoffs. The Rudder Rangers fell to Huntsville 34-10, and the Navasota Rattlers dismantled the Houston Fur Brahmas 85-0 to also clinch a postseason birth. A&M volleyball had a good weekend, knocking off Georgia on Friday night and then using a balanced offensive tack and solid defense to play for a stunning four-set victory over 16th-ranked Kentucky yesterday. Aggies hit the road, taking on Alabama this Friday in Tuscaloosa, and they'll face Missouri on Sunday, November 2nd in Columbia. Aggie soccer split the weekend, edging Arkansas 2-1 Friday night in Fayetteville and then playing to a 2-2 draw with South Carolina yesterday. The Aggies actually led the Gamecocks 2-1 until the last minute of yesterday's match, and as you can imagine, Coach G. Guerrero wasn't real thrilled with the outcome.
Well, we knew it was going to be hard. We knew that South Carolina were not going to quit, and they didn't. And feel like we lost the game. We still gained a point. We still moved closer. We win on Thursday. We are the outright champions. But to lose it in the last minute on a shot from 40 yards, it was hard to swallow, but it was a heck of a shot. Parker hit that ball clean. Our midfield decided to take a few seconds off and let her go ahead and hit a shot from midfield, which is disappointing. I don't know that Jordan saw it until it was almost past her.
Good news, though. The ladies will play Georgia Thursday at Ellis Field at 7 o'clock. If they get the win, they can lay claim to the outright SEC Conference title. The Giants and Royals met in San Francisco last night for Game 5 of the World Series.
The 0-2. Fly ball into left. That ball might drop. It is down. Another run. It's 5-0 Giants on top.
Brandon Crawford had a night, driving in three runs as the Giants shut out the Royals 5-0 to take a 3-2 lead in the series. Lefty Madison Bumgarner tossed a four-hitter for San Fran. He's now 2-0 with a 0.56 ERA in two games in the series, allowing just one run and seven hits in 16 innings of work. The teams will have tonight off before heading back to KC tomorrow for Game 6. In the NFL yesterday, the Texans rebounded from their three-game losing streak with a convincing 30-16 win over the Tennessee Titans. Arian Foster rushed his way to a fourth consecutive 100-yard game and scored all three touchdowns for Houston. Meanwhile, J.J. Watt was getting it done on defense, sacking Titans quarterback Zach Mettenberger twice and forcing a fumble. And as if to add insult to injury, Watt posed for a selfie after his first sack of Mettenberger. When asked about it after the game, here's what J.J. had to say.
Their quarterback had posted a few selfies this week, including one before the game, and it's just kind of a reminder, you know, this is the National Football League, not high school, so welcome to the show.
And some good news, at least he didn't do a duck face. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys look to improve to 7-1 tonight when they host the Washington Redskins up in Big D. Colt McCoy is expected to start at quarterback for the 2-5 Skins, who have been without injured starter Robert Griffin since the second game of the season. Kickoff is at 7:30 with broadcasts on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. In the college game, Mississippi State remains the number one team in the AP Top 25 poll. Completing the first five are Florida State, Alabama, Auburn, and Oregon. Notre Dame, Mississippi, Michigan State, Georgia, and TCU round out the top 10. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won at Martinsville Speedway yesterday, a week after he was eliminated from the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Jeff Gordon was second, giving Hendrick Motorsports a 1-2 finish. And some sad news from the St. Louis Cardinals organization yesterday. Right fielder Oscar Taveras, one of the team's brightest young stars, died in a car crash in his native Dominican Republic. He was only 22 years old. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
You know, we've talked about classic collision and restoration for years and the kind of work that Doug and his crew do that nobody else in town does, and that's the reason people come not only from nearby but far away for the custom work that he does. And it makes sense that if he can do that custom work, then, you know, he can do everyday driver work too. If your everyday driver gets into an accident, let him help you by getting you through all the hassle when you're in an accident. They can help you with that, make sure your car gets to their place so they can do the work on it and help you with all the insurance if you need to rent a car, any of that. But remember, now there's so much more from Classic Collision and Restoration, because part of their facility now includes auto upholstery. And that includes installing a new headliner or installing new carpet, putting on a convertible top. Maybe you want to change your seats to leather. They can do that for you at Classic Collision and Restoration, too. And also, they do mufflers and exhaust systems. So everything that you're looking for is right there in one stop. That's at Classic Collision and Restoration. You can give Doug a call at 779-8399, or you can go to classiccollisionandrestoration.com. And you can follow them on Facebook as well. Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21 near Sioux Falls Prater.
Hi, I'm Kyle in Cardona, and I'm asking for your vote for Bryan City Council to serve as a voice for you, the people. As a managing partner of a local Bryan funeral home, I'm focused on listening and caring for individuals. And when elected, I'll bring that passion to the people of District 4. As a family man, businessman, and resident of Bryan, my pledge to you is to serve with honesty, integrity, and transparency. I ask for your vote to keep Bryan moving forward. Please vote Kyle in Cardona as your next councilman from Place 4.
Paid for by Kyle in Cardona campaign, Glenn Duhon, treasurer.
High today, about 85 degrees. Next couple of days, as a matter of fact, low tonight around 66. Chance of rain up to 40% on Wednesday. By the way, today could be kind of windy, 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. See how that all plays out. Right now, though, we've got winds out of the south at 5, 90% relative humidity at 64. WTA.